Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, what was this lamb? This lamb was Mary's attitude about herself. This lamb was Mary's worries, anxieties, her joys, her delights, her fears, all the things that make up her life. Now, when Mary was fearful, the lamb would play in the street. When Mary was joyful, the lamb would play at her side and just love to be close to her and love to be as near to her as possible and be snuggled and huggled and cuddled and kissed by her. We all have lambs, and the lamb goes wherever we go. The lamb is our thought. The lamb is our belief in ourself. The lamb is our delight in ourself. The lamb is our expectation for ourself. Now, what is your expectation for yourself? Do you have a nose that's as big as Pinocchio's? That's stuck into everybody else's business, that's listening to whatever anybody else is saying, and if the world is saying there's war, you say, oh dear. If the world is saying there's peace, you say, oh, how wonderful. If someone comes up to you and says, my, you're a beautiful person, and you feel so good, and another person comes up and says, man, you fouled the ball there, you sure lost out there, I didn't know you could be so bad, and you're touched by either, then you're possessed by them. No one can tell you you're good or bad. No one can tell you anything about yourself unless you first believe it about yourself. So if you believe about yourself that you are a beautiful being, then you'll be a beautiful being. If you believe about yourself that you're not a beautiful being, there's nothing anybody in the entire world can do to help you find yourself. You have to find yourself. You have that lamb, and that lamb came with you at birth. That lamb is a cuddly, snuggly, little lamb. It's not a sheep. It's not a full-grown teenager or not a full-grown sheep. It is a lamb, a baby lamb. It's a baby lamb that's malleable. It's a baby lamb that'll do whatever you want to do. And you say to the baby lamb, let's go and throw some stones at the windows and break them. And the little lamb says, okay, I don't care, you know, because I am whatever you are. And you say to the little lamb, I am pure and beautiful and wonderful. And the little lamb says, okay, I'm pure and beautiful and wonderful. The lamb will be whatever you are. And if you say, I'm sick, the lamb will say, I'm sick. And pretty soon the lamb will die and you won't have the lamb anymore. But the thing is, you don't have to have any of that control. The lamb is your thought. The lamb is your consciousness. The lamb is your way of looking at life. Mary's little lamb was something that she treasured and enjoyed very much. Do boys like dogs? Yeah. Do boys like little dogs? Do people like little dogs? What do you like? Do you like a kitten or a cat? Now, a cat, if the cat will let you, then you can like them. You can like them regardless, but a kitten wants to be petted. A kitten wants you to play with him. A kitten wants to do all sorts of silly things, which is just what you want to do. The kitten wants to roll the ball around, roll the yarn around, follow after the games that you play with it. The kitten loves that. And you see, that's who we really are. We really are kittens. And we really have a little kitten that followed us to school one day. Now, what about this kitten in your life? Is this kitten one that you have raised from a little seedling and now is a full-grown little kitten of maybe 3 and 4 years old, as we might say, of a child 3 and 4 years old? It's still a baby. It's still a kitten. It's not a cat. It's still a kitten. And the kitten is lovely, thoughtful, fun, irresponsible, doing whatever it wants to do, just having a ball, not dependable in any way. When it's done playing, it just runs off and goes to sleep. It falls in the toilet bowl and says, meow, 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 get me out of here, you know. And it got itself in. And then 10 minutes later, it's in there again, you know. because it doesn't know that that's a fearful thing. It always knows that somebody's there. If they hear the meow, they'll get them out, you know, and they do. So you see, this is how you are in life. You have your kitten, you have your little lamb, you have your little attitude that is with you all the time. Now, how are you training that attitude? Are you training that attitude by saying, I am a beautiful person? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. We have to realize that thoughts are things. And anybody who go around telling you that affirmations or meditations or thoughts or things are not important is not a human being. Because if I say to you, what are you? And Ellen would respond, I'm God. Yes, yes, Ellen, but are you going as a man or a woman tonight to the party? Well, I'm a woman. Well then, what are you? I'm a woman. Are you going to the party as a woman tonight? Yes, I'm going as a woman. How does a woman act at the party? And then Ellen would go into all of the beautiful ways that a woman would act, and the lovely, gentle ways, the grace, the charm, and the dignity, and the magnificence of the manner in which she conducts her body, you know. And she would sort of float into the room like these Russian dancers under their long dresses. Their little tippy toes go tipping along, so they look like they're not even moving, but they're moving. And you can't see their toes moving. That's very charming, very charming. But the thing is, who are you? Are you a woman? Are you a woman with beauty and charm and dignity and so on? And are you a man? Are you a child? Now, if you are a little kitten, how do you act? So, if you are a person who has little thoughts, little kitten thoughts, what kind of thoughts do you have? Do kittens steal things from other kittens? No, they go and play with them. You are the ones who put the word steal on it, you know. You say steal, they don't even know what steal means. They don't even know what come means. And sit, you know, they're little kittens, they haven't been taught those things yet, you know. They don't even know what eat and food means. But they can smell it. And when it's there, great. And every time you put the bowl of food down, you say, eat, come eat, come eat, come eat. And then pretty soon they think, come eat, come eat, come eat means it's time to eat. They have no idea that it means a good food or bad food. And then you go there sometime and you say, come eat. And you put dog food down. And they go up to it and they say, that's not cat food, you know. And the dog comes and laps it up. And they say, whew. How about that? You see, they're learning. And so the dog looks at their food, and the dog thinks, I'll take a lap out of that. And they look at the dog and go, sss. And they siss the dog off, and they say, now, just a minute, we don't eat your food, because we don't want it, actually. But don't you eat our food, because we do want it, you know? And they get their message across. But now, there was no stealing. There was no anger. There was no anxiety of anything. Just the fact of normal process of reaction and action, you know. Now, can we have the right kind of lamb that goes to school with us? Can we have the right type of kitten that lives in our life? Can we have the right type of thoughts and attitudes that make us feel 100%? And the answer, of course, is yes, if you want it. But if you feel superior to any lesson that comes your way, then the lesson will never be yours. If you feel superior to your math teacher, or to your catechism teacher, or to your teacher in anything at all, the lesson is lost. Even though you may presumably learn it, you'll quickly forget it. But if you go into something and say, oh, this is my teacher. I love my teacher. My teacher is so much fun. My teacher always knows how to make my lesson seem like so much fun, you know. And she makes me feel that I'm a genius. She doesn't make me feel stupid when I make a mistake. She makes me feel wonderful. Oh, I got the greatest teacher. And, you know, you'll remember that teacher all your life, and you'll remember that subject all your life as one of your favorite subjects, because your teacher got through to you. Mm. Well, now, we can get through to ourselves. So that whatever teacher comes along, we handle that teacher like our favorite teacher. Yes. And then the lesson will be our favorite lesson, and then we will be the genius of all. It's up to us. It's up to us. Now, what do you want out of life? What do you want to do? Think about it. It means that you have to create that teacher. You have to create that subject. You have to create that little lamb or that kitten. You have to create those concepts that carry you through wherever you want to be. And you cannot judge for anybody else. The minute you're judging for somebody else, you're out of the ball game. You're out of the ball game. And then you're in trouble. Then you're in trouble. Now, do you want to be in trouble?
No.
When you watch Samantha Bewitched, and you see Darren acting unreasonable with his mother-in-law, and you say, well, she is so terrible to him, she does these terrible things to him, and she does this, and she does, well, of course she does, because he is contrary to what she believes and is. She's a witch, and she does things because it's natural for her to do that. She just clicks her fingers, and she's here and there and gone, and her daughter is a witch, and trying to have her daughter not be a witch, when that's her nature, this makes her contrary to her mother. And so then for Darren to go around acting so cold and mean and hateful to his mother-in-law, just because his mother-in-law does very tough things to him, he creates it. And when she asks him to say, well, just say I'm sorry and I won't do it anymore, you know, but he can't do it. That'll be the day I say I'm sorry to you, you know. So, you see, he is teaching a totally negative attitude toward life. And from that point of view, watching Bewitched is not good. But if you just ignore him and just look at the charm of the things that they're doing and the imagination that's being used, that's lovely. And I just look at Darren and I say, I surround with my pure white light of love, and you are a joker. You know, you are a joker. And for me, then he's a joker. And it doesn't make any difference. I'm untouched by him. So we can do that same thing in our life. We can do that with audio-video program. We can certainly do it with our life, because our life is just one big audio-video program. And you're the director, and you're the audience, and you're the actors, and you're the machinery that makes the pictures and stuff like that. And so that's what it's all about. Now, what do you want? What do you want? Just remember, Mary had a little lamb, and Mary took care of the lamb. And Mary taught the little lamb to love it so much that it wanted to go to school with her. Mm-hmm. And if Mary was really wise, she would say to her teacher, let's have my little lamb come to school and sit up in front of the class and be an example for all the students. Let's have my little lamb do this and do that and do the other thing. Or Mary could just think that and have her teacher come to her and say, Mary, would you mind bringing your little lamb to school? I think it would be a wonderful lesson for all the students, you know. Now, all she has to do is think the thought, and her teacher will think the thought, and it'll be done. It's so simple. Now, we're masters. Do we want to be masters?
Yes. Yeah.
The lamb followed Mary to school because Mary loved the lamb. And all of your life, everything will follow you because you love it and you love your life. Think on these things. They sort of tickle our funny bones sometimes and start us thinking in interesting directions. But know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
You.
Thank you.